everybody. How's it going? It's the Little Shows That Couldn't. I'm Sean Stewart. With me, as always, Steve Cartman.
Hey, Sean. Hey, people.
Hey, indeed. So, the Little Shows That Couldn't, up till now, has been kind of a, not exactly a love letter, but more of like a, what would you say?
A feel-good-a-thon?
A feel, like, I guess
it's
that
definitely,
works, yeah.
It's definitely been, I know all the shows I've been on to do, I think I've enjoyed just about all of them.
That's good. Well, now we might be getting into some shows we might not be so fond of.
Yeah. Now we got to do the other side.
We're gonna look at the other side of one season shows that just would not do well. You've seen the title already, That 80s Show. You're probably thinking to yourself, what is that? Some kind of typo? That 70s Show has been on for years. Well, it has. This is the incredibly unsuccessful spinoff made by the same people of That 70s Show.
Cool. I did not know that, actually.
Yeah. I feel that if this show was as successful as That 70s Show, we would have seen That 90s Show. Maybe a couple of years later, That 2000s Show. Maybe they'll even go back to That 60s Show.
Yeah.
Who knows what would have happened with generational. I feel that they were trying to, like, some kind of generational comedy bandwagon. Mm. That they just could not see past the 70s. All right, so That 80s Show debuted on Fox on January 23rd, 2002, and all of its episodes aired at least once on Fox. The show ended on May 29th, 2002, and was never heard from again because why bother?
It was just that bad, eh?
I guess so. I mean, we'll get into it. Let's look at the cast before we dive into part one of this amazing show. As we'll see. So this might be your saving grace, Steve. We have the main character as Glenn Howerton, who you may know from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, playing Dennis. He's the main character of this show.
Interesting.
His name is Corey. He's a struggling musician, and he's living at home with his sister and dad and works at the local record store.
Solid premise, maybe?
Yeah, let's find out. Apparently, he was supposed to be like Eric Forman's cousin, but there wasn't really much to go on with this, I guess.
And they just kind of let that slide, I guess? Like, they just let it go away, or?
Maybe they just let it disappear. I don't know. It's just, yeah. It was something I read on the internet, so very likely it's not true. And this is just something someone made up on Wikipedia or whatever, but who knows. We have Chyler Lee playing Tuesday, who's a punk rocker and works at the record store with Corey and is also his love interest or something. They have their will-they-won't-they moments.
Oh, yeah.
Like, constantly. I kind of remember the show. Like, I do remember it being, like, broadcast on TV.
Yeah, I think I remember, like, seeing one commercial for it and being like, ugh,
no thanks.
Moving on.
I'm going to continue on with my life not knowing that exists.
Hard pass.
Solid pass. We have Eddie Shin playing Roger, Corey's best friend and the worst salesman. Tinsley Grimes playing Katie, who's Corey's sister. And a big environmentalist that will, and just generally, it's a nice person.
Okay.
And we'll see if she makes any character improvements or whatever. Any of these names ringing a bell, Steve?
No, I was just gonna say it's like you started strong, Glenn Howerton, and I was like,
right?
Oh.
It's like, oh, cool. So there's a cool cast.
Yeah. So and then. I'm like, okay, so, I'm guessing these are people.
They're definitely people. I was looking up. I can't find anything noteworthy that anybody else has been in.
Not a great sign.
Not a good sign. But we do have Brittany Daniel, who plays Sophia in this show, who's Corey's bisexual ex. And if that name sounds familiar, she played the transgender person that Mac was banging in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Ah.
So a little bit of a
crossover
reference there too. We have Jeff Pearson playing RT, who is Corey's newly divorced dad. because I guess divorce was like a new thing in the 80s.
Yeah, I was going to say that's kind like taboo. So that's like what's happening in this family. Yeah. Whereas like in the 70s, you're like, well, there's no other choice. We got to just keep living this this lie, I guess.
Keep on trucking.
So yeah.
So there's that. He was in Dexter. He was LaGuardia's higher up boss.
Okay.
You remember Dexter at all?
A little bit. Yeah.
So kind of a familiar face. And rounding out the cast is Margaret Smith, who plays Margaret, who is the record store owner that Corey works at, and she's a super hippie.
Sweet.
And that is that. That is the cast of that 80s show. The main cast. I'm sure we'll be getting all kinds of celebrity guest spots from the 80s. Possibly some montages, including 80s music.
Yeah.
And probably lots of cocaine.
Like, how could they not?
It's the 80s, right? Yeah. It has to be present in some form.
I mean, 70s show basically circled around marijuana.
Right?
The pot Star circle. Wars. Like,
I hope that there's like a pot circle, but with like the cocaine.
Yeah, they're all the just 80s. Like chopping they're up just some lines. Wrecked on like, coke. Yeah, doing rails like, in between selling records.
Okay. We need an opportunity. What do we get? Okay. Horses. We got to get into horses. What do we do with the horses? I don't know.
We ride them and we rock out.
If like that's the entire episode.
Yeah.
Let's hope. Let's find out. Yeah. Let's watch the first couple episodes and we'll see you guys on part one of that 80s show.
Stick around.
We'll see you later. Maybe. If we don't die of boredom.